Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Hello, powerful souls, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, welcome. I am so happy to have you in the community, in this energy. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I love you. For those of you who don't know me or follow me on social media, I am now currently living in my SUV, traveling the country, more specifically Oregon and Washington, for the summer. So essentially, I was living in Tampa. My lease ended. I moved all of my stuff, well, most of my stuff into a storage unit, and then moved a few things into my SUV, my new SUV, got a bed, got all the things I needed, and hit the road. So I have been living out of the SUV for about 3 weeks now. I am in Oregon right now, just seeing the beauty, the absolute beauty in this state. Hands down, it is my favorite state in the USA. It is the most beautiful state I've seen. It's so underrated, and I really shouldn't say anything because it should be gatekept, because if more people knew about Oregon, this place would be so, so overpopulated. So this is just the tea for you guys. Oregon is the best state, or my favorite state by far, hands down. It's absolutely beautiful. But anyways, that being said, I am living out of the SUV in Oregon right now. So because I had to pack the car super, super lightly, I was not able to bring my wonderful Blue Yeti podcasting microphone, so I'm going to be podcasting off of my phone, voice memos sometimes, and sometimes my laptop microphone. So it's not going to sound like you guys are used to hearing, but it still gets the job done. We are grateful. We love these mics. It's fine. It's amazing. I'm going to be honest, you guys probably can't even tell the difference in the audio quality. I'm just overthinking everything. It's literally just a way for me to get my voice to you through Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to this on. So it'll do the job for now. But that being said, this is the first podcast episode of being on the road. And I really have no plan for this episode. I just wanted to chat with you guys and update you and share some things that have been coming to me and some lessons I've been learning along the trip as well. Because if you've never road tripped like this, if you've never lived in a van, a vehicle, just been camping long term, like, a trip like this truly teaches you so freaking much. And that is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this. Because I'm sure some of you are thinking, Kirsten, why would you move out of your apartment and move into a vehicle and make things harder for yourself? Why would you leave your comforts and your luxuries and your friends and all these things to be in discomfort? And number one, it's because I'm young and I want to adventure. Number two, I want to see this beautiful country, and the best way to do that is by car. And number three, I wanted to jump into discomfort. Oh, I guess that's going to be the topic of this podcast. No plan, and now there's a plan. Not a plan, flow. But I wanted to jump into discomfort because the more you put yourself in uncomfortable situations, the more you allow yourself to grow. And I always, always say this to everyone. Discomfort equals growth because your brain, your ego is so comfortable and used to this little safe box, right? So when we step outside that box, step outside the comfort zone, it gets a little bit scary, right? But when you do that, it forces your mind, body, and soul to grow and adapt to this new situation. You're out of your normal routine. You're out of your comforts. And what do you have to do? You have to grow and adapt and learn new things in order to get re-comfortable in this new situation. And so when we're continuously putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations, we continuously allow ourselves to grow and evolve. So the key is to always get yourself uncomfortable. And I know that's like, ugh, who wants to do that? Who wants to get themselves uncomfortable? But I'm telling you, it's not that scary. And when you realize the growth and evolvement that can come from this little bit of discomfort, you're going to be like, oh my God, I want the constant upgrades. Like, I want to be growing and evolving. Let's get a little uncomfy because it's exciting and it's new and it's going to be better for you in the long run. So yeah, anyways, I dove headfirst into the discomfort. So like I said, I left my apartment, my beautiful apartment, like my dream apartment. I left all my friends in my area. I am not near any of my family. I left the comforts of the town that I had lived in for multiple years. I left the state I had lived in for almost 7 years. I left every single piece of comfort and quote unquote home. And I jumped into a situation where I am consistently moving and ungrounded. I am away from all of my friends and my family. So I'm in solitude right now. My partner Trey was with me for about 2.5 weeks, but now he's gone. So I'm in complete solitude and isolation pretty much for the rest of this trip. I'm away from all of the luxuries. So having a bathroom all of the time, having a shower all of the time, having a kitchen, having all of these little tiny little luxuries, a full-size bed, a place to change, like all of these little things that I and most people are so used to having, I am now without. So for those of you who have never lived the road life, like, yes, in my SUV, I have a bed and I have a running car and I have a little propane stove and some food items and a cooler and like some storage for my clothes. But other than that, that's it. So I don't have a bathroom. So when I gotta go on the road, either you find a place in nature and just do your thing like we used to do back in the day because we're animals. You find nature and you do your thing, or you gotta run around and find a public restroom somewhere. So definitely not comfortable at all. And then showers. I have a Planet Fitness membership, so anywhere that I'm traveling that has a Planet Fitness, I can go in, I can use their showers for free. I have the Black Card membership, so I can use any Planet Fitness across the country, and I get access to the gym, showers, the little Black Card spa, whatever. So any town that there's a Planet Fitness, I can have a running shower. But anytime I am in the wilderness or any town that does not have a Planet Fitness, it comes down to either A, filling up my shower bag with water and showering like right outside my car if there's any privacy, or if there's no privacy, just literally taking a wet cloth and like rubbing myself down in my car. And it's literally not luxurious. Like, people think that the van life, the on the road life is like this crazy awesome thing, and it is. But it is not luxurious at all, I will tell you that. And the amount of times I have had to just rub myself down with a wet cloth, it's not fun. It's not fun. But then when you do have a hot shower and a Planet Fitness, you are 10 times more grateful. So yeah, that's just a little glimpse into, oh wait, one more thing I want to enlighten you guys on is consistently not knowing where the heck you're gonna like live meaning sleep. I use two apps, FreeRoam and iOverlander, and they will tell me where there's like free areas to park, like legal areas where you can park your car, sleep overnight, because many parking lots and many places across the country, it's like illegal to park overnight. So you can't just post up anywhere. You have to be really careful and really cautious about where you are sleeping overnight so that you don't get a knock at 3 a.m. from security saying, hey, you gotta move. So I use these apps and find these different places to stay. Sometimes I'll go to a spot and it's super sketchy, so I'll have to leave, find somewhere else. Like, it's just this constant flow of like never knowing where you're gonna sleep because you're always on the go, and you don't really have a set home, so you just gotta find where you can post up. So that's another thing that kind of is ungrounding and also just isn't a luxury. So moral of the story is, it's uncomfortable, right? But it is something that I am continuing to flow with and adapt to as time goes on. I am getting my flow. I am getting comfortable with this discomfort. I'm getting comfortable with, okay, my normal daily routine looks like finding a place to shower, finding a place to use the bathroom, finding a place to park my car, going to Walmart and getting groceries that I need for the next day, filling up my cooler with ice, finding a coffee shop I can go sit at and work and use their Wi-Fi, finding somewhere I can brush my teeth. Like, just those little things that has become my new routine. So I am starting to adapt and finding comfort in this new discomfort. But along with that, so of course growth is coming from this trip because of the fact of stepping into discomfort and just forcing yourself to grow in that. But I'm also learning how to surrender and go with the flow and release control even more. This has already been a journey that I've been on for a while, the surrender, releasing control, going with the flow. But this trip has truly like smacked me in the face with it, because when you are on the road like this, you have to surrender. You have to go with the flow and you have to release control, because a lot of times things are not going to go your way. Things are not going to go as planned. You're going to have to deal with random challenges, random road bumps, like literal road bumps. And you just have to learn how to flow through it gracefully, because if you can't control it, why stress over it? If you can't control it, why try to control it, right? You're just going to use your energy. You're going to get stressed. You're going to get anxious. Instead, I've been learning to just breathe, sit with it for a second, and then find a solution and move forward, whatever it may be. And truly just allowing myself to flow. Part of this trip is planned and a lot of it is unplanned, and I'm just allowing the universe and my intuition to guide me and to allow me to flow at the pace that I need to, where I need to go, experience the things I need to experience, and just living life in this flow and this like serendipitous energy and just being and just getting into that full flow for the first time in a while. Like, when you are in a home, in an apartment, whatever the case may be, when you are stable, secure, grounded somewhere, it's very easy to get out of flow. And by flow, I'm talking in the sense like it's very easy to get stuck and stagnant instead of moving, growing, evolving, flowing, moving forward, right? So by being in this situation that I'm in, it is literally, quite literally forcing me to continue to move every single day, literally, like with my physical body in my car, but also mentally and energetically, continuing to move every single day. I feel changes. I feel a new energy. I'm experiencing new things. Like, I'm on this continuous wave and I'm just going and going and going, and I don't feel stuck and I don't feel stagnant. yes, I don't feel very grounded, but I'm able to ground myself in this ungrounded energy. I'm able to sit in a park and do yoga and meditate and do breath work and ground myself into each space, but also allow myself to continue to go, flow, move, and go forward. So yeah, this trip has been beautiful so far, and it's only a portion of the way done. I still have the rest of July. I was planning on finishing out July and then heading to New Jersey to visit my family for a few weeks. But if I feel like staying out here longer, I might stay out here longer. It's just a matter of going with the flow and seeing what I'm feeling. So yeah, but I do have at least 3 to 4 weeks left. So I'm excited to see more of the Pacific Northwest. I'm excited to experience more and learn more things and grow more and all of that juicy goodness. It's been good, and I'm excited for what the future holds. But yeah, I think I'll close out this episode now so it's not too long of me just talking about my trip. But basically what I want you to take away from this is step into discomfort, because it's going to allow you to grow and evolve, and learn the art of flow, surrender, and releasing control, because I'm telling you, these things will change your life for the better, okay? And if you're able to learn these things in the situation you're in, amazing. But if you feel like you need to live in your car, travel the world, do something crazy like me, and be a free little wild soul, if that's what your heart is calling you to do, then do that, sister or brother. But if it's calling you to be grounded, you can still learn these things in that grounded state. So yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you liked this episode, I would love if you could share it with friends, family, on your social media. It's really the way that we grow and are able to tap into more people and help the collective in a more grandiose way. So I would love, love, love if you could share it. And then also, if you're not following the Instagram, make sure you find @findyourpower.co. And if you're not subscribed or following the podcast, make sure you do that so you don't miss any future episodes, because there's going to be a lot more coming out on this trip. But yeah, anyways, I'll end this off like I normally do. Make sure to go out into the world today and spread some love, some light, and some positivity, because you never know the impact that you can make in this dang world, okay? I love you so freaking much from the bottom of my heart. I love you, I love you, I love you, and have the most beautiful day.